ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगुणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगुणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 राम राम हरे हरे नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नहि ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे वी विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर 16 किंग चित्रकेतु मीट्स द लॉर्ड एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड 56 प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी उभयं संस्मरतः पुंसा प्रस्वाप प्रतिबोधयोः अन्वेति व्यतिरिच्येत तज्ज्ञानं तत् तद्ज्ञानं ब्रह्म तत्परम् उभयं स्मरतः पुंसः प्रस्वाप प्रतिबोधयोः अन्वेति व्यतिरिच्येत तज्ज्ञानं ब्रह्म तत्परम् उभयं स्मरतः पुंसः परस्वाप प्रतिबोधयो अन्वेति व्यतिरिच्येत तज्ज्ञानं ब्रह्म ततः परम्। माता जी, उभयम् बोथ टाइप ऑफ कॉन्शसनेस स्लीप एंड वेकफुलनेस स्मरतः रिमेम्बरिंग पुंसः ऑफ द पर्सन प्रस्वाप ऑफ कॉन्शसनेस ड्यूरिंग स्लीप प्रतिबोधयो एंड ऑफ कॉन्शसनेस व्हाइल अवेक अन्वेति एक्सटेंड्स थ्रू व्यतिरिच्येता मे रीच बियॉन्ड तत् दैट ज्ञानम नॉलेज ब्रह्मा द सुप्रीम ब्रह्मन तत् दैट परमा ट्रांसडेंटल। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की ट्रांसलेशन। इफ वंस ड्रीम्स ड्यूरिंग स्लीप आर मियरली सब्जेक्ट मैटर विटनेस्ड बाय द सुपर सोल, how can the living entity, who is different from the super soul, remembers the activities of the dreams? The experience of one person can't be understood by another. Therefore, the knower of the facts, the living entity, who inquires into the incidents manifested in dreams and wakefulness is different from the circumstantial activity. That knowing factor is Brahman. In other words, the quality of knowledge belongs to the living entities and to the supreme soul. Thus the living entity can also experience the activities of the dreams and wakefulness. In both stages, the knower is unchanged but is qualitatively one with the Supreme Brahman. Purport. In knowledge, the living entity is qualitatively one with the Supreme Brahman, but the quantity of the Supreme Brahman is not the same as that of the living entity, who is part of Brahman. Because the living entity is Brahman in quality, he can remember the past activities of dreams and also knows the present activities of wakefulness. Ubhayam smaratah pumsah praswapa pratibodhayoh anveti vyatiricheta tajjnanam brahm tatparam. This verse, it is spoken by Lord Himself, Samkarsana Dev, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it is also final and ultimate instruction given by Lord to Maharaj Chitraketu. We will come to this verse in which context Sukadeva Goswami is speaking this part and Bhinchuti Lord speaking to Lord Samkarsana Dev speaking to Chitraketu Maharaj. You know, in previous chapter, their description about fighting, battle between Vritrasura, Vritra, the demon, and Indra. Fighting was going on, and you know, for a Kshatriya has no greater happiness than an honorable fight and a noble death. A Kshatriya derives pleasure when he gets opportunity for fighting the battle, especially Dharma Yudha. He derives pleasure out of it, and more pleasure when he dies and death takes place in the battlefield. For a Kshatriya, that is considered to be a very glorious death, noble death, when he died while fighting. So, Vritrasura was fighting, and in the middle of fighting, he exhibited his extremely Krishna consciousness attitude, Vritrasura. In presence of Indra, all the armies were present. First of all, he was speaking in such a way that it revealed his intense Krishna consciousness, remembering Krishna consciousness. And eventually, towards the end of fighting war, a life spark came out and he ascended to a spiritual planet. When Parikshit Maharaj heard this intense Krishna consciousness activity and attitude, then he inquired from Sukadeva Goswami. First of all, Parikshit Maharaj talks about Mukta Nam Api Siddha Nam Narayan Parayana Shru Durlabha Prasantatma Koti Swapi Mahamune. Parikshit Maharaj told us, Shru Durlabha, even the person who has achieved the highest perfectional stage, Mukta Nam, who has become completely free from all material contamination, who has achieved Siddhi, even for them, pure devotional service is so durlabh, very difficult to obtain. Mukta, who is free from all material contamination, who have achieved the highest spiritual perfectional stage, even for that person, bhakti, Krishna parayan, especially pure devotional service, so durlabh. So durlabh, durlabh, you understand? We are very rarely obtained, very difficult to obtain pure devotional service. When the Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu described in the beginning chapter about pure devotional service, so Rupa Goswami has given six prominent characteristics of pure devotional service. There are many, but six Rupa Goswami has listed that. Klesh Agni, pure devotional service immediately destroyed all suffering. Klesh Agni, and next is Shubhada. All auspiciousness, Shubh, comes in our direction, in the direction of pure devotee. Moksha Lagutakrit, and a devotee, when he attains that stage of pure devotional service, for him, liberation, moksha, become very insignificant. And then next characteristic, Rupa Goswami describes Sudurlabha. Pure devotional service very rarely obtained. It is very difficult. So Parikshit Maharaj also talking, Sukadeva Goswami, pure devotional service which is very rarely obtained even for the mukta, siddha. How come? Sri Sri Radharash Vihari Ji ki, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji ki. Pure devotional service very rare to obtain. How come that demon, a demon, Vritrasur, apparently he appeared in a Brahman family, however the purpose was demoniac, so he is considered to be a demon. Vritrasur took birth from the fire, right from the flame of yajna, sacrifice, sacrificial fire, he came out. However, he was a demon against demigods, against Indra. So, Parikshit Maharaj asked, how come that such a demoniac personality, Vritrasur, revealed the attitude of a pure devotional service? How come that devotional, pure devotional service was intact in his heart? Itham Drinamati Krishne Asit Sangram Ulmade. Sangram, it was like blazing fire of battle. In the middle of fire, fighting, in the Yuddha Chet. Itham Drinamati. Formerly fixed intelligence in Krishna. Sukadeva, Parikshit Maharaj, Itham Drinamati Krishne Asit Sangram Ulmade. How come that Vritrasura could maintain pure devotional service in the Ulvana Sangram? Sangram, war, fighting, where the risk was the losing the life duration. So how come that his determination, he was completely determined to serve the Lord? Firmly fixed consciousness, intelligence in Krishna, in middle of that such an awkward position. First of all, he himself was a demon, and he was not in a favorable circumstances, sthiti, situation, a war. So how come that he could maintain, how come that his devotional service was completely 100% intact? So this question was asked by Maharaj Parikshit. then Sukadeva Goswami start the historical incident. Of course, Sukadeva Goswami describes that this cultivation of Krishna consciousness was not cultivated in this present lifetime of Vritrasura. Rather, he has cultivated Krishna consciousness in his previous birth. So Sukadeva Goswami describe a history, previous birth of Vritrasura. The whole story part we know, you must have gone through. There are very celebrated king in the reign of, in the track of land known as Surasen, Mathura. That land is known as Surasen. There appeared a very celebrated king, as his name was Chitraketu. The king, very celebrated, pious king, he was known by Chitraketu. Very opulent kingdom, everything was okay. He got, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, describes that he has 10 million wives. It is inconceivable for us, at least for present. 1 crore. Many wives. They were young, beautiful, healthy, everything was okay. But by the will of Providence, none of them could give even one child. Maharaj Chitraketu was lamenting for that. He has everything, all opulence on his command, but no issue. Only this was a regret in his life, that he has no sons. He has no even a single son. By the will of Providence, once a highly elevated personality, saintly person, Angira came in his direction out of causeless mercy. That Angira Rishi was roaming on the earthly planet, wandering on the earthly planet. He came to the palace. He was received well. And then saintly person, Rishi, he wanted to give him transcendental knowledge, Divya Gyan. Angira Rishi wanted to enlighten spiritually Maharaj Chitraketu. But Chitraketu was so much absorbed in material activity, so much attachment for material asset, that he was not ready to hear from Angira Rishi. Rather, he requested, my dear sir, Rishi Muni, Angira Rishi, please bless me so that I can get son of a spring. Yes. Angira Rishi, very, he was reluctant, he was not interested to bless him for a son. But since he was requested, the reluctantly, so okay, he did some ritual, some yajna. Although you will get a son, for sure, because you have requested me. But your son, your child will be cause of both. He will be cause of both your harsh soak. Child would be reason, cause for your jubilation, happiness, delight, but at the same time, the child would be the reason, cause of your lamentation, grief, misery also. Harsh Sok, this name he is given. Same time, he will provide you, harsh, harsh, you know. Jante and harsh. Khushi to milegi, lekin same time, simultaneously, he will give you Sok also, lamentation. King Chitraketu, he did not take very seriously this part. He thought that, okay, he will get son. Maybe son not be obedient. He will disobedient. So that I can tolerate. Where this part is described in the commentary, that particular verse Srila Prabhupada has talked about, a Bengali proverb. Bengali kahavat hai. जानते हो कहावत क्या है? बंगला कोई भक्त नहीं है, एनी बंगाली स्पीकिंग डिवोटी हियर प्रेजेंट, क्या है वो प्रभर? कान नहीं मामा के अपेक्षा एक काना मामा अच्छा है, है ऐसा कुछ है, समथिंग इज बेटर देन a blind maternal uncle is better than no maternal uncle. किसी को मामा नहीं है, उसका थोड़ा मामा आंख से डिस्पेक्टिव है तो अच्छा है. तो द किंग ही डिड नॉट टेक वेरी मच सीरियसली और दे ओके आई विल गेट ए सन दैट विल पार्ट ऑफ डिलाइट, ही मे नॉट बी ओबेडियंट टू मी. सो इवेंचुअली ही गॉट ए सन एंड नेम वॉज ऑल्सो गिवन दिस पर्टिकुलर नेम. इट वॉज मेन्शन, hint was given by Angira Rishi, so the name was given Harshashok. It is not very much, I mean, good name, pleasing name, Harshashok. The child very beautiful, nice, everything was okay. One eldest queen, Kritadyuti, her name was Kritadyuti, she gave birth a child. So now since child took birth, appeared in the family, all attention and attraction, he became the subject, object of all attraction for king and queen. So much so that he was not paying any proper attention for other wives. So co-wife of Kritadyuti, mother of Harshashok, they become very much envious. After all, this is material existence, material world. They become so envious with the child, son, and the same time with the Kritadyuti, co-wife, and same time their husband, Maharaj Chitraketu. So they conspire, conspiracy there together. And they administered poison, deadly poison, dangerous poison. The child was administered while the child was sleeping. And the child died. You can understand the king was so much attached with the son, child, and the child in early age he died. So he became very much distressed, mother, Kritadyuti, as well as the Maharaj Chitraketu. Whole kingdom, everyone are distressed, they're crying. Only child Maharaj Chitraketu lost. At that time, they are lamenting that again Angira Rishi came. But this time Angira Rishi did not come alone. He came with his friend Narad Rishi. So now this time both personalities were there. Devarshi Narad was there and Angira Rishi was. They started to give instruction. They wanted to pacify Maharaj Chitraketu. They wanted to enlighten him spiritually, spiritual knowledge they wanted to give him. For that reason, they were speaking both Narad Rishi and Angira Rishi by the instruction of Devarshi Narad and Angira. He was pacified, he was enlightened, and then he was ready to hear the transcendental instruction. So he became very much convinced. He can understand the futility of material life. And also now he could understand all the material assets in term of opulence, relative, everything. It is eventually source of distress, dukkha. So Devarshi Narad and Angira Rishi gave him transcendental instruction. But they wanted to convince him completely about spiritual life. For that end, the child was lying dead. Dead body of child was there. So by the mystic power, Devarshi Narad had that type of mystic power. By his mystic power, he brought the jiva, the dead son of Maharaj Chitraketu, Kritadyuti, brought in the vision of everyone. Dead body was lying there on the floor, but same time Devarshi Narad manifested in mystic power, and the living entity, living force came in the sky. It was, he was visible. Everyone could see him. And then Devarshi Narad told the boy, the living entity, the jiva, "My dear son, why not to re-enter in this body? This is a royal body, such a opulent. Once, if you will come in the re-enter in the body, you will have the privilege of the whole kingdom. You will get evil hair. You will become the king, prince, and enjoy this material asset, opulence. Everything would be on your command. Why not come here? Why you want to give up this body? Return, stay in the body, and enjoy the whole opulence of the kingdom." And then there is very elaborate description the child, the living being, the jiva, talked about. Narada says, "Your father, your parent, they are lamenting for you. So give pleasure to your parents, your father, especially your father, Maharaj Chitraketu, your mother, Kritaduti, and whole opulence of the kingdom, it will be on your command." Then living entity also he has given many verses. He talks about spiritual science. He says, "Narada, you are talking about my father. I was transmigrating from one body to another. I have accepted many parents. So which parents you are talking about? I came by the law of my karma, by the influence of fruitive activity, I took birth here. Again, I'm transmigrating from one body to another body." And then Maharaj Chitraketu was completely convinced. Of course, he was completely convinced by instruction of Devarshi Narad. But further, he completely convinced, he can understand the futility of material opulence and material happiness. Eventually, all this is going to create disturbance and misery. So he become completely free from all material attachment. And then eventually Naradji gave him transcendental knowledge, vidya, mantra, jnana. Maharaj Chitraketu heard, and accordingly he practiced just only for continuous 7 days and 7 nights, 7 days. While he was cultivating the Krishna consciousness, chanting that particular mantra given by Devarshi Narad, he was fasting. Only he was drinking water. In 7 days, he got perfection. In 7 days, he became the king of Vidyadhar. Vidyadhar, there are different type of demigod, Kinnar, Gandharva, this is the jati, a species of demigod. He became Vidyadhar, of course, king of Vidyadhar. And he was able to see face to face Lord Shankarsana Dev, Supreme Personality of God. So Chitraketu has heard instruction from Angira Rishi. He heard transcendental instruction, received transcendental instruction from Devarshi Narad. And same time, all this transcendental knowledge, mystery, was also supported by a living being, jiva, who appeared as the son of Maharaj Chitraketu. And eventually, finally, he was instructed by Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this particular verse, this is directly spoken by Shankarsana Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for Maharaj Chitraketu. He was in liberated state. He has privilege to see the Lord face to face. He has opportunity to talk the Lord face to face. And then Lord gave him instruction. So this particular verse, Ubhayam Sansmaratah Pumsa. In this particular verse, previous to 55 years, Lord Krishna, Sankarsana Dev, speaks about Atma, the living entity, the soul, and the super soul. In this material body, there are two living beings there. One is Atma, localized soul, and the super soul, Paramatma, is both there. And whatever we are experiencing, whether we are enjoying or suffering, anything we get experience or knowledge, it is due to the presence of Paramatma, super soul. Since super soul is present with us in our body, due to his presence, we can get any experience. Otherwise, if the super soul is not with us, is not within the heart, we can't experience, we can't enjoy anything. So here, example is given, when we are sleeping, when we sleep, then sometimes we see the dream, we experience some dream, and the dream, all our senses are inactive, they are not in an active situation. Still we see, in dream you have experience of dream, in dream you see also, some form you see. A living entity sees a form, he hears also, he tastes also, he touch also, everything there. But all our senses, usually when we awake, then how we get experience? With the help of knowledge acquiring senses. But in sleeping condition, every senses are completely inactive. Eyes are closed, here we couldn't hear anything while we are sleeping. Still that we experience many objects. We understand many things, we know many things. How it is happened? It happened due to the presence of Paramatma, super soul there. So in dream also, though our senses are completely blunt, they are not doing anything inactive, still due to the presence of Paramatma we experience. This purpose, Srila Prabhupada, of course, in the translation type, experience of one person is not understood by other person. It is whatever I understand by experience, you can't experience the same other person, what am I am my understanding. So, jiva in living and dreaming condition, how he can understand? Because there is to some extent no difference between soul and super soul, Atma and Paramatma. So in this purpose, Srila Prabhupada talk about Atma and Paramatma, soul and super soul, they are identical in quality, but never in quality, in quality, but never in quantity. So, Atma is part and parcel of Krishna, Paramatma. That is the reason why everything is experienced by, in dreaming condition, everything experienced by Paramatma. But since Atma is part and parcel, ansa of Paramatma, so also he can inquire, he can understand, he can remember what we experience in our dream. Ubhayah sansmarata punsa prasvapah pratibodhak. Even if we are in a wakeful condition, what we are getting knowledge or any experience, that is also due to the presence of Paramatma. Paramatma is also present. In Vedic literature, repeatedly this fact is described. Ishvara sarbhuta nam hridayase arjun tishtati ब्राह्मण सर्वभूतानि यंत्रारूढ़ानि माया. इन भगवत गीता कृष्ण से सुपर सोल ईश्वर ईश्वर कंट्रोलर सुपर ईश्वर सर्वभूतानाम हृदय से अर्जुन तिष्ठति. परमात्मा इज सिचुएटेड इन एवरी वन्स हार्ट. अहम सर्वस्व प्रभु कृष्ण इज सिचुएटेड एज ए परमात्मा. सो दिस नॉलेज लॉर्ड संकर्षण इज गिविंग टू चित्रकेतु. यू आर नॉट एलोन, यू आर नेवर एलोन. परमात्मा कृष्ण इज देयर विथ यू टू हेल्प अस. हृदम सर्वभूतानाम कृष्ण इज वेल विशर ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटी. सो सिंस वी आर इन कंडीशन एस ए मटीरियल स्काई अर्थली प्लैनेट इन मटीरियल बॉडी, वी मे हेल्प, वी मे नीड हेल्प. फॉर दैट रीजन कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो विथ अस. एनी मोमेंट वी मे नीड हेल्प एट दैट टाइम बिकॉज ही इज अ वेल विशर. फॉर दैट रीजन फॉर दैट एंड कृष्ण इज विथ अस. सो यू शुड नॉट वरी. ऑफकोर्स ही वॉज इन परफेक्शनलिस्ट. सेम चित्रकेतु महाराज, ही कमिटेड सम अपरेंटली ऑफेंस अगेंस्ट पार्वती वाइफ ऑफ लॉर्ड शिवा एंड ही वॉज कर्स्ड बाई पार्वती. ही कमिटेड सम ऑफेंस अगेंस्ट पार्वती अगेंस्ट लॉर्ड शिवा. तो लॉर्ड शिवा डिड नॉट टेक इट वेरी सीरियसली बट पार्वती फेल्ट इंसल्टेड एंड पार्वती कर्स्ड महाराज चित्रकेतु टू बिकम ए डीमन. महाराज चित्रकेतु ही अपियर्ड एज वृत्रासुर. ही टूक बर्थ एज सोन ऑफ त्वष्टा ऋषि. सो ही डिवोशनल सर्विस डिवोशनल एटीट्यूड प्योर डिवोशन वॉज कंप्लीटली 100% इंटैक्ट इवन व्हेन ही वॉज ए डीमन. इन भगवद्गीता कृष्ण से नेहा भी क्रमनाशोस्ति प्रत्यवायो न विद्यते स्वल्पम अपि अस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भय. वंस वी कल्टिवेट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इट विल नेवर बी लॉस्ट, इट विल बी रिमेन इंटैक्ट. सो दो आउटवर्डली अपेरेंटली वृत्रासुर वाज ए डीमन अपीयर इन डिमोनियक पर्पस for a demoniac man mission. Since he has cultivated Krishna consciousness in his previous life, that is the reason why he was completely in such a situations. A battle like it was blazing fire of battle, middle of fighting, middle of war, middle of struggle. He was completely Krishna consciousness. Firmly fixed intelligence in Krishna. So that is the Sukadeva Goswami. Here in this particular verse, Sukadeva, Lord Samkarsana Dev, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, talks about the presence of Paramatma in the heart of every living entity. Krishna is there present. So here I should stop. You have any question or comment, you are most welcome.
From Shraddha to Prema is the ladder to go to spiritual world. Am I right?
From आदो श्रद्धा ततो साधु संग अथ भजन क्रिया अनर्थ निवृत्ति निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति भाव एंड प्रेम. दीज आर द नाइन लेट वी हैव टू गो थ्रू. तो व्हाट इज प्रिसाइसली व्हाट इज योर क्वेश्चन.
सो ओनली दोज हु रीच प्रेमा स्टेज दे ओनली कैन गो टू स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड और इवन लोअर स्टेजेस पीपल कैन गो. If they remember Lord Krishna at the time of death, like suppose I am at Nishtha stage And if I die, then and if I remember, even though I have not reached prema stage, will it be possible?
Question to clear hai na? Rupa Goswami is described the nine stages of to get the pure devotional service, prema, ado sradha, and then sadhu sang. First sradha, then sadhu sang, then in association of sadhu sang, bhajan kriya. When we perform bhajan kriya in association of sadhu, then anarth nivritti, unwanted things goes away. Then we get nishtha, firm determination. After nishtha, ruchi, we get some taste for devotional service. When ruchi is developed, then comes asakti for devotional service, attachment for devotional service. When attachment for devotional service, then comes bhav, and then prem. Prabhuji is asking someone who has not elevated himself up to that final stage of prema between his die, whether he will be elevated to a spiritual planet or not. ये प्रश्न है ही ना?
अब प्रश्न वही है. तो जो निष्ठा के स्टेज पे है वो प्रभु कृष्ण को याद करके देह छोड़ता है, और जो प्रेमा के स्टेज पे है, समझो दूसरा डिवोटी, वो स्लीप में ही एक्सपायर हो जाता है. तो ही इज नॉट एबल टू रिमेम्बर कृष्णा. सो वेदर द रिमेम्बरिंग ऑफ कृष्णा इज मोर इम्पोर्टेंट देन रीचिंग अप टू द प्रेमा स्टेज. यू कैन टेक इट दिस अदर वे.
क्या कहें ब्रजहरि प्रभु. भगवान चांस देते हैं किसी स्टेज पर यदि भक्ति स्वल्पम. भगवान भगवद्गीता में कहते हैं स्वल्पम अपि अस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात् नेहा भी क्रमनाशोष्टि प्रत्यवायो न विद्यते. सुअल्पम अपि अस्य धर्मस्य त्रायते महतो भयात्. इवन यू हैव मेक अ लिटिल एडवांसमेंट इन डिवोशनल सर्विस, इट विल रिमेन इंटैक्ट एंड इट विल सेव यू फ्रॉम मोस्ट डेंजरस टाइप ऑफ डिफिकल्टीज. तो भगवान चांस देंगे चाहे जिस भी स्थिति में. इस बार नहीं तो फिर भगवान चांस देंगे ऐसा सिचुएशन में हमारा जन्म दे देंगे कि फर्दर हम लोग कल्टिवेट कृष्ण कांसन कल्टिवेट करेंगे और शुद्ध प्रेमा भक्ति के स्तर पर आ जाएंगे भगवान के. थोड़ा देर हो सकता है, ग्रेजुअल प्रोग्रेशन, ऐसा हम लॉस्ट नहीं होगा. इस श्रद्धा भी हम लोग डेवलप किया है, डेवलप और अब तो श्रद्धा दैट विल बी रिमेन इंटैक्ट. नेक्स्ट टाइम वी विल गो फर्दर अहेड, दैट विल बी विल गेट अपॉर्चुनिटी फॉर साधु संग एंड देन इन एसोसिएशन ऑफ साधु संग वी परफॉर्म डिवोशनल सर्विस भजन क्रिया. सो दिस अ ग्रेजुअल प्रोसेस इज देयर, नथिंग इज देयर फॉर वी शुड नॉट बी डिसअपॉइंटेड. स्वल्पम अपि अस्य धर्मस्य, अल्प समझते हैं ना, अल्प का मतलब होता है थोड़ा, सुअल्प मतलब बहुत बहुत. इवन वी हैव मेक वेरी टाइनी प्रोग्रेस दैट विल आल्सो बी गुड एनव फॉर आवर एलिवेशन. तो इवेंचुअली पर्सन हु कल्टिवेट कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, बट अनलेस एंड अंटिल वी आर 100% प्योर डिवलप कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, प्योर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, वी विल नॉट अलाउ टू इंटर गोलोक. यू हैव टू वेट. Okay, any other thing? I think we are 9 o'clock is there. So.
Thank you.
So, Srila Prabhupada ki, Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki.